Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Air, a.k.a. Aircom, a.k.a. Telecom Éireann, back in the days when it took months to get a telephone line installed, is now in fully private and very French hands and has just published a report into the company's economic and social impact. It says that thanks to its 1.6 billion euro investment in broadband and connectivity infrastructure, Ireland is now ranked in the top five digital economies in Europe. It says its broadband will soon reach 84% of Irish households, narrowing the gap between the digital haves and have-nots. But Ireland is still the third most expensive nation in the EU for broadband. So plenty to chat to Oliver Looms, Air's chief executive, about. Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning, Joe.
How's business?
Business, it's competitive out there, you know, but I guess that's good for consumers. But, you know, in general, I'd say Air is doing well. We're growing in our most recent results. We're winning market share. I would say more consumers are coming to Air now because we have the best products on the back of all of the investment in this report. We've got the best products. We offer great value for money. And, you know, people are using more data. So they want fibre, they want 5G. And that's what we're bringing to all of Ireland.
I don't want to talk about the elections too much, but are you surprised that none of the big party manifestos mentions telecoms or broadband or digital connectivity at all?
Listen, I think that's, you know, you're right, it's not in any of the manifestos, but that doesn't, you know, happen naturally. That happens on the back of all of the investment that's mentioned in this report today. You know, Air has spent, as you said, almost 1.7 billion in the last 6 years building Ireland's telecoms infrastructure, bringing gigabit fibre broadband to every corner of this country, transforming our 5G mobile network. And today, on top of that, we're announcing another 500 million investment over the next couple of years to finish the job. As you said, we want to bring fibre to 1.9 million premises in Ireland. That's 84% of all premises. If you put that together with the government-funded rural kind of national broadband plan, it means every premises in Ireland will be covered by fibre by 2028. It means Ireland will be really, it will have transformed from being a kind of a mid-table laggard to being one of, if not the very best connected countries in Europe. And, you know, and that has a very real impact on people and on businesses, I would say. First of all, this report says that the Air network supports 172 billion of economic activity in the country. You know, and then for citizens, you know, we all know it means I can work from home, we can download video content, we can video conference, etc. So it has a real impact on Irish life.
OK, you talk about sustainability quite a bit in the report. What does a telecom company do that can make a real difference when it comes to emissions?
Well, again, fibre is, you know, what it's all about. It's faster, you know, it's more reliable, therefore less repairs, and it's much more energy efficient than copper. So really the game here is to get off an old, energy inefficient, accident and fault prone technology and copper and get onto this leading fibre technology. It's the future. So that's really what we're about here. You know, and finishing that job and getting that done and getting everyone in Ireland off copper and onto fibre. That's what we want to do. At the moment, it's somewhere between 35 and 40% of, you know, of premises are converting over to fibre. But we really want to encourage everyone to get onto fibre.
I see that on Post, nearly all of their new vehicles are EVs. Would that not be something that you guys should be doing?
Yeah, very, very much so. You know, we've got a full, you know, environmental ESG strategy and programme. We're in the process of transforming kind of, you know, as an organisation in total on all of that front, including our vehicles. You know, all of our small and medium-sized vehicles are now switched over to, you know, to electricity or hybrid, etc. So, you know, very much we want to be, you know, we are, you know, a modern company playing a very big role in Ireland. We want to be kind of playing that role on the environmental front.
And what about your premises, your physical kind of assets? Do they have solar panels on the roof? I see that Dublin Airport is using geothermal energy. Well, they're going to drill these giant holes beneath their buildings to go for fully renewable by 2030.
Yeah, I mean, I would just say in general, Air is very tuned into our environmental footprint, you know. And again, just to bring it back to this report, the biggest play, the thing that will make the biggest difference to Ireland is fibre. It's, you know, at the moment, for example, you know, if you've got storms, you've got weather issues, you've got rain, copper, you know, copper is fault prone. fiber is, you know, is super, super good in terms of resilience, reliability. So really the game is, to be honest with you, the big thing that will make the difference to Ireland is get off copper ultimately and get onto fiber, build out that network.
And I'm hoping that consumers will and small companies will also benefit from that. Typically a broadband in the UK costs around €33 a month, but it's 42 here on average. That's 30% more expensive. Why is that?
Well, I think, to be honest with you, the value that we offer is very good. This is a competitive market. There are many companies out there offering broadband. We offer great value for money. In fact, you can come to AIR and take our fibre for £34.99. And you know, and then the value is also in the bundle because we've got the best mobile network in Ireland now. You know, you can add on mobile. We've got a great TV proposition, Apple TV from AIR, AIR TV. You can add on that as well. So I would say, you know, if consumers out there are not happy with the price that they're paying for broadband or mobile, you know, take a look at AIR. We offer great value for money and you can be certain our products are great. Fibre plus 5G, 5G mobile.
Okay, well, let's stay with us, please, Ollie. We're going to take a very quick break back with Oliver Looms, the boss of AIR.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Can I ask you about customer service? You've invested a lot of money in customer service, and yet in the CX customer experience charts, AIR was in the bottom 10. It was in the wrong bit of the charts still. What's going on?
Well, listen, I would say we, you know, in the past, AIR got things wrong. That's well documented. But we're really improving now. I would say we offer good customer care at AIR. We've done a lot. First of all, we brought all of our care back in house. It's now managed by AIR employees in Sligo and Cork and Limerick and Waterford. We invested €8 million in a comprehensive IT transformation program to make our service even better, to improve our billing systems so that they're always accurate, etc. You know, now we answer our calls consistently in less than 2 minutes. Our October average was 1 minute and 12 seconds in terms of answer time. And our complaints, which Comreg look at, they're down 80%. They're at their lowest levels ever. And, you know, we're even being called out and being recognised for some positives now. Just last week, our age-friendly programme, we have a programme specifically dedicated to elderly customers. It won the Business Innovation Award at this year's National Age-Friendly Recognition and Achievement Awards. So I think we're making progress. I'm not complacent, I have to say, Joe. You know, lots done, still more to do.
What was the mood like, Ollie, in April when a judge described as disgraceful how AIR threatened its own staff with disciplinary action if they handled customer complaints according to its own court of conduct?
You know, that did relate to previous case. We have got things wrong in the past. But to be honest, as I said, we're very much focused on serving and brilliantly serving our customers. The culture at AIR is all about brilliantly serving our customers. And we have had a job to do to transform our systems, you know, and to bring care in-house and get on with it. And as I say, people should be reassured that the care at AIR now is good.
Now, you have worked a lot in the private sector, mostly in the private sector. You were with Mars, you were with Diageo before you joined AIR. How do you react when you see in cases of incredible waste that goes on, like such as the $335,000 for a bike shed in Dáil Éireann? And yesterday, a report, a 33-page report was billed for €514,000. That's crazy that the state is paying this kind of money, isn't it?
Well, I think, you know, efficiency is critical in business, obviously. You know, AIR is now privately owned by Zavinia, private equity. We're highly efficient. Every penny is scrutinized in terms of making sure that we're getting value and getting return from that.
Would someone get fired if they signed off on that kind of wastage? Would someone get fired?
I don't know. You know, I'm not sure. You know, we just all we do is we focus on doing a brilliant job and getting a great return on investment. Again, if I could say, Joe, you know, one thing that is highly, you know, efficient from an AIR perspective is fiber. It's faster. It's less energy intensive. It uses, you know, it's light traveling across these fiber lines as opposed to across, you know, ineffective copper lines. So fiber is exactly what you need. Again, much more resilient, less repairs.
And I get that, but you must have had planning issues when you're laying your fiber, because everyone that I have on this show complains about planning issues.
Well, you know, I suppose we're right in the middle of an election cycle now. You know, I don't know who's going to be in government next. But, you know, our ask of whoever that government would be is help us, you know, support us to finish the build that we've started. We're up to 1.3 million premises, but we want to go all the way to 1.9. You know, and we do want great collaboration from government with local councils to ensure that things like footpath permits and road permits, etc., you know, they're coming fast, they're coming easy. That's critical to us. And then
are you saying that they're not coming fast at the moment? Getting
these
permits?
Working. We work quite well with local councils typically, but anything that can make that easier, faster, simpler is really appreciated, to be honest.
And what about the Planning and Development Act that has just been approved?
Yeah, and hopefully, I kind of think, you know, at a macro level, you know, you want to make sure that your planning system enables you to be competitive, you know. And now, you know, again, we mentioned Trump earlier on, you know, Europe, Ireland needs to be as, you know, really, really competitive. So, you know, all of the regulation, all of the government policies need to point in that direction to support business.
Yeah.
And I think planning, you know, hopefully planning, will, you know, remains to be seen, but hopefully that is going to help.
And the former boss of the ECB, Mario Draghi, put out a report a few weeks ago in which he suggested that Europe needs to regulate a little bit less and initiate a little bit more.
Yeah, I think, listen, Europe absolutely needs to be competitive. Regulation can't get in the way of Europe's competitiveness. And I think we need a broader EU regulatory environment which is fit for purpose. You know, so I know, you know, Letta, Draghi, they're all pointing in that direction. So when those regulatory reforms are brought forward, you then need local regulators who are going to move fast to implement them. I would say in telecoms, you know, we've been investing very significantly. We are regulated. Despite that regulatory environment, we're making that investment. You know, there have been, for example, some restrictions on our ability to offer discounts to the wholesale market, which is all intended to encourage customers to make the switch from copper to fibre. So, you know, as a nation, we really have to be tuned into that. Fit-for-purpose regulation that supports investment, that supports innovation, is critical.
Yeah. Is it expensive to do business in Ireland? I mean, you're a giant on the giant side of things, but for smaller, medium-sized companies, do you get a sense that it's expensive to do business here?
I think the cost of employment is high in Ireland, you know, and we've got to be tuned into that as a nation. You know, we really need to remain highly competitive. We're competing with other countries in terms of cost of employment, and not just cost of employment. I'd say all of the infrastructure that goes alongside that must be fit for purpose. Housing, education, transport, they're all critical for employees. And again, you know, fiber, I'd say a fully fibered Ireland is essential to job creation in Ireland, in the city and out into the regions as well. So all of that needs to come together to make and keep Ireland competitive.
You mentioned housing, the massive planning delays. Do you think we have a problem with NIMBYism, not in my backyardism, in this country?
Listen, it's way beyond telecoms getting into NIMBYism. I think as a nation, we just need to make sure that we're focused on remaining competitive. You know, it's very competitive out there, as I say, competition coming from the US, from other countries in Europe. So you don't want to be, you know, too protective of your own patch. You've got to be thinking about this country and remaining and winning.
Ollie, thanks very much for coming in. That's Oliver Looms, the Chief Executive of AIR.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.